without a doubt, unfortunately, rising cost issues, Walt. And you and I, as event coordinators, understand that probably more dearly than many. Cost is what's driving, unfortunately, this situation, because if you lose money, it's not good. And even no matter how nonprofit we all are in these opportunities, there's no unending well to go to make up for bills that you owe people in our community. And I think as community business people, we have a personal pride and obligation to make sure that people are made whole for whatever they commit to. And so I think that cost is going to be a factor, is going to continue to be a factor. This community thrives on fun things for people to come and do, either from internally or externally. And in the bigger picture, how we manage those costs is a real challenge, because in the same breath, I would be the first to say that I don't begrudge what I have to pay to anyone to make this event happen, because there are costs involved in it. The question is there some way to control the magnitude, or is there a huge cash cow laying out there somewhere that can help offset some of these mandatory things that we just have to absorb as events?
This is simply a decision that, based on the timing and the results that you have in terms of entries, you have to make this call now.
Exactly. At 58 riders, we are so far away from our potential 400 rider break even that I just don't have a good feeling as a businessman for the luck of the cards fixing us. And that's what concerns me the most, that with our very small profit, the riders between 400 and 500 and something, or whatever it turns out to be, and taking a $35 entry in February and a $90 entry in June, and coming with some mean, let's say it's $60 to $70, that last $100 is the $6,000 to $7,000 that we make. And so unless there's a way to ride herd on the costs, or not give as many prizes, or don't do shirts, you just come for the fun of it, you don't do cowbells and things like that, the inherent costs are what's really eating us in this particular situation.
You've made this decision for this year. You're not saying anything about the future at this point, and that you made it because this is just where you're at with the numbers.
Absolutely. The numbers are driving this. As a business person, numbers count. This is for 2011 only. I don't have a crystal ball for 2012. I would like to be very optimistic. There is a phrase that is in the back of my mind that says something to the effect of, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And maybe this is, unfortunately, the step that needs to be taken to encourage people who really want to enjoy these kinds of events to step up and plan their summers accordingly, so that event managers have some basis for deciding how they can conduct business.
So a groundswell of support in the next 48 hours is not bringing it back for this year?
Sadly, no. I promised the municipalities, I promised the law enforcement community this morning in a meeting that we had with them, that by sunset on Friday night, they would know. In reality, they're going to know by sunset on Thursday night, tonight, that they can not have to book overtime. There's so many things to our event that they deserve 6 weeks to book law enforcement officers in for extra duty and things like that. This is sadly done for 2011.